Thank you very much, Greg. I am very happy to be backstage with Shelley Showers. She's a longtime member of the French Horn section of the Philadelphia Orchestra. Shelley, it's great to meet you.
Thank you. It's so nice to meet you too, Deborah.
We are in for a treat, I hear, in the second half of this program, a huge symphony by Richard Strauss, the Alpine Symphony. Let's just talk about Richard Strauss and the horn for a moment, because his father was a well-known horn virtuoso, apparently,
yes.
And Richard Strauss wrote many of his famous horn compositions for his father. When you are playing his music, is there something about it, as a horn player, you can say, aha, he really knows how to write for this instrument more than any other composer?
It's very excellent writing for the horn. It's just such beautiful music for the horn. I like the Alpine Symphony because of its, you just imagine hiking up the hill. And Strauss had envisioned this from a hike that he took when he was a child. So he wrote about his experiences during this hike. There's an elegy at that point in the music, and then there's the calm before the storm. And when the storm comes, the Wagner tuba parts are important in that part because it's an interesting sound, because it's sort of a sound in between the French horn and the trombone. And Wagner envisioned it as an interesting color to add into his music.
The Wagner tuba, I don't think I've ever heard of that instrument before. Can you please explain that to us?
Sure. He instigated the making of this instrument because he had in mind a certain sound to combine, like sort of like a horn sound and a trombone sound. So it's in between that sonority. It looks a little bit like a baritone horn, I suppose, a little bit like that. But it's a left-handed instrument, as is the French horn, because we're the left-hander of the brass family, and so the Wagner tuba is also left-handed. And there are four of them in the orchestra. The orchestra owns this set of tubin, and so there are two B-flat tubas, or tubin, if you want to call them that. The B-flat tubin are smaller, and they're higher, and the two F tubin are larger and lower. So they work together sometimes as a chorale and sometimes just as independent parts. Bruckner tended to write in chorale form for the Wagner tubas.
How is the sound distinctive from a regular French horn?
The Wagner tuba has a more heroic and solemn and stately sound as opposed to the more lyrical nature of the horn.
Does it give sort of a supernatural effect, do you think?
I think it adds an extra dimension of sound, and I think that's what Wagner was looking for, maybe a greater depth of sound at the bottom of the horn section and just to the orchestra in general.
When Richard Strauss writes for Wagner tuba, how is that different from how he writes for regular horn?
Sometimes he'll write independent parts for the pairs of like the B-flat horns, the B-flat tubas rather, and the F tubas. But sometimes like a composer will write a chorale. Like Bruckner used to like to write chorales with the Wagner tuba.
Is the technique very different?
The technique is a little different. It's the tubas that are in B flat, we have to transpose down a fifth because we normally play an F, but the actual instrument is in B flat. It's a little confusing at times, but it's such an interesting sound, and it's really fun to play it.
That's great. Thank you so much, Shelley, for spending time with us. I can't wait to hear the piece.
Oh, thank you, Deborah. Thank you so much. It's great to meet you and talk with you.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.